It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
What podcast jail? There is no such thing. There's no such thing to be heard and or spoken of. I feel like first things first, before we even begin the intros to any show, Sunday's like the most awkward day to do podcasts. And I've always felt so weird and like uncomfortable. So, I mean, not uncomfortable, but I mean, there was more times than anything where I have post recap shows, especially if there's huge fight nights and stuff the day before. But Sunday, I mean, I want something that's gonna fire people the hell up for their next coming week. You know, Monday's not always Monday to everybody, because like everybody works on different days and some people don't even ever stop working and stuff. But that's beside the point. 1 minute of our life gone that we will never get back. Just kidding, but we are back for the third time in a row, ladies and gentlemen. How long has it been? More than 48 hours? Let's look at it. Let's look. So we're back on Friday. Now it's Sunday. So the last 3 days, we have avoided the podcast jail and back on our schedule. This is episode 458 of Kicking It with the King. My name is Guillermo Hernandez, as always. We are back bright and early too. We always have such weird distinct times that we come in for the show. And shout out to everyone that tuned in for the last couple episodes. I really enjoyed the surprise show, episode 457. Stream that one, available on Spotify, everywhere else. And everywhere else you get your shows. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, if you use that sort of thing still, Google Podcasts, and all of the major podcast providers. And it actually lists all the different providers on the website now, which ones it is. So if you guys have problems trying to find it, because, you know, when I look at the demographics and stuff, meaning like AKA for anybody that doesn't know what demographics are, the stats. So it shows it shows the percentages of people that use the Spotify app, that use the Apple Podcast app, and there's other. And just like with the genders, male, female, other. I identify as other. It hasn't even been 5 minutes and I already made a transgender joke. We are going to hell on a Sunday for sure, ladies and gentlemen. I've always noticed something too. Saturdays are so fucking toxic, dude. Oh my gosh. Saturday, if anybody didn't know, is the day, like, Devil's Day. And it just so happens to think, now I think back, like, 10 years ago, like, you know, 10 years plus, I've had a lot of really bad Saturdays. I didn't even know that for a while. I was just playing around, joking around, like, it seems like today's like the Devil's Day or something. One day, and I just so happens to be the actual date of the devil. And oh my gosh, so many terrible things happens on Saturdays. And raise your hand if you can think of a handful of things that traumatic things has happened in different select dates. What the hell was that? Heard something sounds like some wind here. Man, it's actually kind of cold in here, to be honest, ladies and gentlemen. But before we completely go off topic, do follow us on Instagram. We aren't as active as we normally are, but we will be, ladies and gentlemen. And just head on over to Instagram. Follow us. Follow my page, GTheKing_official on Instagram. I post the most badass, woke, true, most meaningful quotes on my stories. And sometimes I have way too many stories, but I've kind of tuned it down a little bit lately and stuff. I mean, obviously, I was trying to avoid podcast jail. No, I try to not do that. I just try not to pressure myself. You shouldn't have to get out of rhythm. You know, when I do shows like this back to back to back, I feel like that's my best versions of myself, and I enjoy them a lot more. It's just skill wise and stuff like that. So, like I said, drop the handles on Instagram, KWTKPROD, as well as mine, GTheKing_official, officially branded on our podcast shirts. My handle, and I'm not going to change that one, baby. So, wow, we are back here on a Sunday morning. It's not even 8 a.m. yet, ladies and gentlemen. There's still people sleeping. I mean, if you've heard me specifically talk about the times that I'm up or what I'm doing and the times I do the podcast, dude, we've been up at like 4 a.m., 2 a.m., 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 11 a.m., 9:30 a.m. Dude, I've literally like done podcasts before I had to go to work. And I've done it like dating back to probably about six, you know, maybe like 4 years. 4 years? Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of really random times. I know. You think about it, like, a lot of people have a set schedule and stuff, and I'm more of the type that likes to have structure with certain things and have times and places, but at the same time, I'm realistic with it. Like, if I'm busy on this day, then, you know, the thing is, like, I'm not obligated to do a podcast. I do all this because I like it. I love it. I love what I do, and I love what I've done for almost nearly a decade. And it's fun to be able to sit down and bullshit for an hour or more. And talk about, like, obviously the great fights and stuff like that, the world of combat sports. I mean, getting to know all these athletes and these fighters and stuff, and watching all these incredible fights and phenomenal commentary, and learning about and meeting so many different types of people and hearing of so many different types of people because of the world of combat sports. Is over the last like 10 years, man, it's been excellent. You know, cheers to 10 more and 10 beyond, because we ain't going nowhere, not with the podcast, not with the world of MMA. And speaking of MMA, like I said, this is episode 458. Coming up on our show, I mean, we talk about everything, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, speaking of UFC, we've got some recapping and some discussions for last night's pay-per-view. UFC 288 wrapped. Aljamain Sterling defeats Henry Cejudo by split decision. the worst damn way to lose a fight. I'd rather get knocked out than lose by split decision. Like, I mean, at some points in time, maybe like a flash knockout. You get knocked out like maybe in 5 seconds. I'll take a 5 second knockout loss over losing a fight because of some lazy judges that don't actually know how to judge. You know, a majority of the commissions are, the judges are boxing judges. They're not MMA judges. MMA, there's wrestling, there's chokes, clinch. How the hell do boxing judges know what the hell they're seeing in the MMA, in the world of MMA? Ridiculous, right? But yeah, so Aljamain retains his bantamweight belt, adds another dominant, great former champion. I mean, Henry Cejudo at the top of the list. I mean, two division champion simultaneously. And I mean, there's not really a long list of people that have accomplished that. And for him to, Aljamain, to really come into his own, to really, you know, showcase. I mean, obviously, like we said, it was a split decision. You know, a lot of people were confused with some of the scoring and some of the rounds that were given to Cejudo. Some people obviously still feel it's a robbery. It's never good, dude. Whenever, you know, I can, let me tell you, if I don't have anxiety from a person or a situation or a thing, something outside of sports or my profession, it's watching close fights on TV. Like when I'm watching the fights and stuff and they're live and they're close fights, man, all you do is see me sitting in the chair. Like I'm not one of those people that are like shouting and, hey, wait, what the hell? This is boring. Come the hell on. What the hell is going on? Stop hugging. No, I'm dead ass silent when I watch these fights because I like to study and I like to observe. And I actually know what I'm seeing versus a lot of people. And, you know, all the wrestling and stuff. And then I didn't like it at first. I mean, I used to like just when they would stand and bang. But, you know, as you get older and wiser and you appreciate the sport, it's a lot more of a more appreciative insight when it comes to the sport. So, yeah, so we got Aljamain Sterling has his fight already penciled in the same night of the Henry Cejudo, the same fight as the Henry Cejudo fight after that, right in the post-fight interview with Joe Rogan. Sean O'Malley comes in with that gorgeous jacket on, and then you see Marab wearing it. Did O'Malley give that jacket to Marab, or was he just wearing it? And Sean O'Malley, Sugar Show on. Now the Sugar Show, Sean O'Malley versus Aljamain Sterling in the near future, in summer. What do I think about that fight? Well, we still got like a whole, maybe like a whole section for everything UFC 288. Where the hell do I start at though? Since we're on Aljamain Sterling versus Sean O'Malley, we might as well break it down and talk about it. Hey, I mean, stylistically, it's quite interesting. You know, on the feet, I feel it's a lot closer of a fight than people think. I think a lot of people discredit Sean. I think they need to give him a lot more credit. I think he lands a lot of punches and he lands a lot of volume in a short amount of time. Like his 200 strikes is someone who's landed maybe 50 strikes. So your 50 strikes is Sean's 200 strikes. Sean's a good striker, man. He's also, like I said, with Aljamain, he's one of those people that's come into his own and he's really, really sharpened up his game as time has gone by. But when it comes to grappling and stuff and all that, I feel like Aljamain Sterling's grappling is still more superior than Sean's. And if that fight gets into the deep waters and Aljamain, you know, obviously is able to grab a hold of Sean, you know, there has been times where Sean has briefly had fighters had his back and stuff. I mean, we've seen it. But Aljamain's not one of those people that you can let have your back. He's like a human anaconda. As he says, the human backpack will strangle you. If I see Sugar Sean losing, it's going to either be by submission or decision. Someone puts a gun to my head right now and asks me what my prediction would be for that fight. I would probably say maybe like a ground and pound TKO or submission or something. So either way, I believe if O'Malley fights Sterling, he will lose. Rainer Mallet's skillful, man. But ever since I've seen his calf give out like that, I just haven't been the same. Am I wrong for judging him from an injury that happened quite a long time ago? I mean, he's really amassed a lot of success since then, and is the next guy in line for the title shot. I mean, those boys were jawing at each other and stuff like that. Can we watch that interview right now? Will we? It won't cut. Won't interfere with audio. I don't think. Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see what they're. This is awesome. I wasn't expecting that. But how about that jacket, baby boy? That is one. Did he give that to him? No, he probably didn't, man. I like the glasses. Like I said, the Olympic gold medal doesn't count. I don't. What is it? I don't really like the glasses too much that he's wearing, but I do like the jacket. No, I don't think. I mean, I've already seen it, but I mean, keys to victory. So if we're not going to be 100% one-sided on these predictions, I mean, I don't think Aljamain walks through Sean, but I think Aljamain could walk through Sean when it comes to the grappling. I think Aljamain could walk through Sean if this fight goes into later rounds because of Aljamain's great gas tank and their great cardio. Sean's been the distance and stuff, but to have someone constantly on you, backing you up against the fence and constantly pressuring you, not giving you any space to breathe, that can be very dangerous. But Sean's no spring chicken. He obviously isn't anywhere close to that. But, you know, he's coming into his own. But stylistically, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, maybe Sean could win. Maybe Sean puts Aljamain Sterling out on the feet. I can tell you right now, if Sean wins, it's not going to be by decision. And it's not going to be by submission. Sean's going to knock him out or put a hurting on him. You know how Sean's landed a lot of significant strikes. Hey, what may be a clear-cut, one-sided, unanimous decision beat down on Aljamain Sterling. But this fight, we're not even 24 hours from Aljamain's last fight. So, I mean, look how much detail we put in. That's probably like the most detail that I've probably put in a fight in a while for that. And moving along with UFC 288, continuing at 135 pounds, man. You know, celebrating Aljamain's success, everything he's accomplished, defying the odds, middle fingers to all the haters that he's had over the years and all the stuff that's gone on behind the scenes with the UFC, behind the scenes with the companies, the sponsors, and, you know, money-wise, you know, him having... I remember him saying something like he had to take a part-time job at Target. Imagine this, the UFC bantamweight champion, one of the baddest dudes on the planet, has to take a part-time job at Target, and he's one of the baddest fighters on the planet. What, like, no, those two things don't go together. But it's really been sweet to see Aljamain kind of come into his own as time has gone by. But you know, celebrating, like I said, Aljamain's success and, you know, all the things that he's done, we can't help but to feel a little shitty for Henry. I mean, coming back after 3 years to lose a split decision, I think I think when we watch the fight again, I can have a better opinion of it when I come back, or like on another episode. You know how we like kind of capitalize on stuff? Like if I feel like I said something that I didn't 100% believe, or something I feel was not 100% accurate as it could, I always like to go back and recreate mistakes, because when you do podcasts and or post and stuff online, people can grab a hold of it super quick, and you got to be quick, especially with the clips and stuff. Like people get clips and doing all that stuff too. But it's a great thing. But for Henry Cejudo, man, damn, I could understand coming back and losing a one-sided unanimous decision, but a split decision, dude. That shit's got to be hard to deal with. But I have to see his performance, though, because I want to see what he has to offer. Is it a crime that, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even watch the fight? I mean, I just got done saying this earlier. Like, I'm not into fights where you got to watch the whole distance, man. Like, it takes too damn long. What happened? Huh? Oh, wow. Drew Dober versus Matt Frivola. Not only are we going to recap the fights, I want to see the finishes. I want to watch the finishes again, ladies and gentlemen, here. But where are we at so far on here? We are at the 17-minute mark. Not anywhere close, but like I said, give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. If you rock with us, if you support us, if you are a loyal listener, if you're the other section, you should cancel yourself. I'm just joking. Why is my fan on from my laptop, ladies and gentlemen? We ain't taking no commercial breaks, but shout out to all of my loyal podcast subscribers, listeners, Spotify followers. This one is for you. I don't think I said it, even though it's only because it's like 7:30 in the morning. But we didn't say it. It's my catchphrase. It's something that I always say on these episodes. But we're 18 minutes in, so I don't know how much more sense it would make. Hey, fan, shut the fuck up. Because you can go back and hear this podcast and hear when the fan was on. And it sounds god-awful, like someone's blowing a blow dryer in your ear. It doesn't sound horrible, man, but it's just irritable. Is there a way to... I need to, like, look more into that fan stuff, because I want to make sure my baby's not... My laptop baby isn't getting hot. You ain't getting hot on me, baby. Right now is not the time to get hot. That's later at night when I'm watching Pornhub. I'm just kidding. Kidding. You're going to get yelled at, ladies and gentlemen, here. Like I said, if you like our show, give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Share our show with your friends, your family, your brothers, your sisters, and your mothers. Anywhere and everywhere. My preference is Spotify, because you can download a show for free. You don't have to have Spotify premium. You can download our shows, our episodes, our binge episodes. We have 3 episodes in a week. You get 3 times the action. And this fan still has not shut up. But, like I said, we're going to cut to a commercial break. And before we go, like I said, during the break, I want people to get comfortable. Sit back, relax, kick your chair up. I mean, I've been falling asleep in this comfortable armchair like the longest time. And it's like that, oh my God, I don't remember when I went to sleep kind of chair. Like, I fall asleep so instantly, like, especially on the couch. Like, there's a couch in the garage that there's a certain spot of the couch that I'm always falling asleep on. I could sit on the other sides any time of the day, but I will never fall asleep. I could fall asleep in the same spot, though. Very much so. But we're going to cut to a commercial break. Sit back, relax, spark one up, early morning toke. You know, I know a lot of people that actually do. Or I'm not going to encourage anyone to pull some shots, because I am still grieving from that other day. Like, that other day when I drank all that Jameson, there was so much in there, dude. And after I did the shots, I poured cups and stuff and I was drinking. But that enough, and it's not any rush to go back. But we're going to cut to a quick commercial break. But before we go, ladies and gentlemen, sync up. Everybody sync up in 4, 3, 2. And this fan still has the audacity to continue to be loud. Shut up! And we are back. I literally forgot the last thing you said before we went to the commercial break, but I think it was motivated by the fact that I was going to smoke on the podcast or during the commercial break, which turned out to be the worst thing ever. Oh my goodness gracious. I have bad habits when it comes to smoking sometimes, like the stale smoke in the pipes that my grandpa tells me all the time. Once you take your hit, the empty hit, when it's clean, you blow it out. Common courtesy either for yourself or, you know, the person you're smoking with. Because you don't want, you give it to the person you're smoking with and you don't blow out the stale smoke. They're going to freaking cough their freaking eyes off. It's not fun. people always say, like, oh, you get higher if you cough. No, idiot, you don't. You can get high without coughing at all. And I'm no perfectionist, but I know for damn sure that you don't have to cough like that and stuff. Like, dude, one of the worst coughs ever was my brother. He would do these freaking, what is it, wax and stuff. And it was like something you have to light. It's like weed, but it's wax. But I don't know, the way he would be coughing. Now if I can, like, just imagine the sounds in my head. Oh, my God. I mean, compared to mine, to be quite honest, my coughs and stuff, like, sometimes I cough on the podcast, sometimes behind the scenes and stuff. But my coughs make his coughs make my coughs seem like baby compared to his. Like, for real, like, his coughs were bad when he would get high. Anytime he chose to smoke that, he's coughing his lungs out every time. You would really know. Oh my God, it was crazy. But oh yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we took so long to come back was because the laptop, the fan, remember the fan? The fan was on at the end of, before we hit the commercial break. So I didn't know that it has to be on a flat surface. I just thought it had to, I thought it was a flat surface that makes the air unable to breathe, because I've seen some people with the stands and stuff and keeping it off the ground. But most importantly, it was so funny because Julian asked me, where did I have it? And I said, I was like, oh, I had it on my lap. And I was like, wait, laptop? I wanted to call it that. Man, I need to drink some water. That freaking coffee was crazy. Ugh. Hello? Oh. But ladies and gentlemen, we are back with this episode of Kicking It with the Zicking. Where were we? I'm really growing on that little accent sometimes here and there. We were talking about, I don't know what the hell we were talking about. Let me tell you, there's something that has been happening that we can talk about. Dude, my leg cramps seem to never go away. I could stretch for a long time. And I could touch my toes and everything, you know, spread my legs and touch the floor in the center. You know, I like to say that I'm very healthy in a lot of ways. I have a lot of healthy choices. I mean, overall, very healthy and strong and, you know, a great human being overall. But I'd say my immune system is super good too. But, dude, my leg cramps. Like, leg cramps probably come from your posture. Being all, like, your lack of your posture. I mean, I don't know. I'm so, like, not stretching, not eating enough potassium. So that means anyone that doesn't eat any kinds of potassium or get potassium is prone to cramps. Julie? Wait, so is it possible for people to not have cramps at all, but still not put that much potassium in their body? Potassium, like, that's in potatoes. Body Armors. Yeah, Body Armors have potassium in there. Not a lot of sugar, but I guess the easiest way for me to avoid, I mean, I don't know how long I'm supposed to stretch. I mean, I don't stretch for any more than 10 minutes though a day at all, so that could be the key. I don't know. I mean, I use my freaking legs a lot to, like, you would think, but dude, oh my gosh. First and foremost, since we just said that, let's circle back like 5 seconds. I was like, I use my legs a lot. Apparently not, actually, you know, as much as I thought over the last
maybe a year and a half or year, let alone 6 months, probably 7, 8, 9, 10, probably the last year, actually. No, because during the middle of the pandemic, I still was going on walks, and, you know, I didn't really stop, let anything really stop me too much travel-wise, but I didn't really travel. Like, I didn't go on no trips to San Francisco. I mean, there was one trip that I took to Santa Monica, and they had a sign on the boardwalk bridge that said, "Go home, you're safer there," or something. Stop COVID-19. And then I went there not even looking at the weather beforehand. I just honestly, before even this whole 6 months, I had never looked at the weather that much in my life on my phone or paid attention to it, let alone another one. Pretty crazy. I mean, I just kind of took it every day as it comes. Today's hot as fuck. Oh shit, tomorrow's rain. Oh shit, I didn't even know it's raining. My reactions to, like, it raining and stuff is just, they're so, like, they're not even, like, what's it called? Damn, I am so stoned. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. But by the, like I said, time doesn't matter here when it's a podcast, because when the listeners listen, it'll be several different times of the day. All that matters is that you're on a cruise, you're on the freeway, on your way to or from. Just know that you're going to have my voice in your speakers, so it'll be like, I'm with you no matter what. Podcast-wise, motherfuckers. Julie said, watch my mouth. If I could, I would, because this mouth is hot and sexy, babies. But I think I really do need something to drink. But there is nothing to drink here. I don't got nothing. I mean, there's probably some water, but as I've said before, ladies and gentlemen, I've done probably maybe two or three, maybe four now. Three podcasts in the garage. I mean, dude, my room gets absolutely cold as fuck. And I'm really not understanding this weather right now, especially California weather. Like, just overall, like, I don't look at the weather. But then again, when I do look at the weather, it says one thing and it feels like, oh my gosh. I'm not complaining though, because I rather be cold than hot as fuck. Pretty much. I mean, anybody that says they'd rather be hot then cold is insane. I mean, I don't want to be absolutely burning, scorching hot. Like, but when I think of hot, I think of, man, I barely move for like 5 minutes and I'm already freaking sweating, versus me not even sweating at all. Maybe, if anything, sweat on the way back from my normal walks, even when I go to that corner store all the time. So, like, oh, hell no. I'm way more irritated, irritable when it comes to the summer and dealing with heat and stuff. But I did landscaping for a long time, as I talked about and said before, probably millions of times here on the show. But, you know, it's still going to be hella hot, man. But that's what air conditioners are for. Get yourself a latest air, kicking in with the King air conditioned fan. Live, we're gonna put out fans. We're gonna send them to everybody. I am so stoned. 10 minutes in. How long have you been on? So it's almost been over an hour. No, not even close. It is not even 8 a.m. yet. We got 4 minutes till 8 a.m. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, from beautiful California. This is Kicking It with the King, with Gabriel Hernandez. Good morning, everybody. Today's top stories: stop being lazy fucks and get the fuck up and start your day. Go to church and make up for your sins, babies. And listen to Julie and Gabriel's top tier podcast, Kicking It with the King, premiering weekly on Spotify. You should make a commercial like that. I still have to redo my trailer, my Spotify trailer, my podcast trailer. Because for all the podcasts and stuff, especially the ones on Spotify, they have a trailer. Like, you get the option to give people 60 seconds to see what your show is all about and, you know, make it good enough to where in 60 seconds, you know, it kind of just, like, describes you in your entire podcast. Decisions and questions. If someone were to ask me, like, what my podcast is mainly about, or what do I aim to do with it, I think it's just, like, spreading knowledge to people and having, like, a kind of, like, a personality. And I feel like throughout, like, probably the last 10 episodes, I've really, really, like, you can kind of get the personality. Like, you can kind of understand who I am now in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously there's hundreds of other episodes and stuff, but these newer age ones, like the last years, and I mean, obviously I should never critique my work. I mean, every episode's different, but let me tell you, like, these episodes have been absolutely phenomenal. Like, I feel like, I mean, obviously just looking at the stats and stuff and the increase of the numbers and stuff, and, you know, just the way that they have it all set up, so it makes it easy to monitor and see everything and understand how to do everything with your podcast and all that, but and let alone see all the audiences, what platforms they use. Dude, technology is in the freaking modern day era. We have absolutely everything. I mean, Apple Pay, one of the coolest things ever, by the way, when you forget your wallet at home. Oh, yeah. I got Apple Pay. Or not Apple Pay. It's Samsung Pay, whatever it's called. Speaking of that, fuck you, Samsung. My phone died prematurely. It has been for a long time. Long before it was ever thrown. Just all the older models. And you know, you do the updates and stuff after so long, those drain. But then there's a lot of shit in the settings that people need to learn how to turn off. That's the thing. There's a lot of things on those on like the newer phones and stuff that you know, drain your battery so much faster. I mean, I could think of three apps in my head that drain your battery super fast and knowingly do. TikTok, TikTok knowing drains your battery for sure. I know Facebook does too, because it's actually a large app. I remember times where I didn't have enough space on whatever the hell I was, my tablet. It was one of those old Samsung tablets, but, you know, I was looking at the settings one day and I seen, damn, Facebook. I could just use the web browser version of Facebook and save myself some memory after time. And I was just like thinking about that, but that was how it was back when I used that thing. I mean, it's called Meta. Why do people say Facebook? I need to get out of saying Facebook. It's called Meta. Meta. Who's all getting their Meta verified check marks? Blue check marks to say who you really are and if it's really you. No, I don't give a shit about Facebook Meta. At least verified. Like, Twitter blue, yeah. But Facebook, not my style. But let me tell you, man, I don't think, do we even capitalize on this the other day, but dude, my freaking addiction to TikTok has been freaking outrageous lately. I can say that I think TikTok's comment section is probably some of the most toxic, unfiltered, ruthless savages. And also can be a beautiful thing too. There's a lot of comments and stuff, but on top of we're gonna re-say it, because like I have to like lodge it in my brain to how crazy it is. Because like, dude, I've gone along with and read some of the comments and stuff. I mean, the videos are questionable too. I'm like, I can only imagine what this video has. Boom, you look and it's exactly what you probably think it would be. And there's so much. It's toxic. It's ruthless. People say some really unfiltered, like really fucked up, funny things. But like some of those ruthless responses, and there's some serious hate in those comment sections too. One of the weirdest things, I mean, obviously, listener discretion is advised. Usually would say that it's in the bio. So anyone and everyone, you're listening to us for a reason. So we will continue on. TikTok allows women to breastfeed on a video. So it's okay to show your boobies as long as you're breastfeeding knowingly on TikTok. How the hell has no one ever said anything about it? Like, let alone, not said anything, but said anything as in, like, to the higher ups, like to all these Congress people, all the fact that they're taking TikTok to the court. I mean, what? There's like a couple switches in, you know, the server you could just turn down, and where that stupid app doesn't work, you just skip all the little courts and the little hearings and shit like that. I mean, yeah, TikTok's an addictive app for a lot of people, and millions of Americans have downloaded it, and you know, obviously, you know, they've been in court for whatever they've been in court for. But dude, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's things that they'll pull people's accounts down. They'll suspend your accounts. They'll limit what you can and can't do, and take certain features of your account off because you don't agree with what, I mean, obviously you violate a certain policy, but you know, you're able to appeal them most times. But sometimes there's just nothing we can do because these people have seniority over us in a lot of ways. But going back to the TikTok thing, I just personally enjoy it because, you know, then we're going to get to another funny topic after that. I just enjoy it because there's a lot of random shit on there. And I'm the type that is easily entertained. And I'm the type that likes to see random stuff, like, you know, like a wide variety. I like to have a wide variety of humor, entertainment, different levels. I have a lot of different types of music that I like. I mean, different books, different TV shows. I mean, if you're not open-minded and have your mind absolutely open, that, I mean, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, in the most non-biased way, I think open-minded and open-ended with your mind and just overall accessing your mind, people that are open-minded and open-ended and stuff like that are some of the best people, if not the best types of people on the planet. It's just so, like, there's so much you can use with your mind, so much you can utilize, so much you have access to. I forgot where I heard this specific comment, but it's like, oh, I wouldn't be able to think or do all that stuff. I wouldn't be able to think about all that. I was just thinking about, oh, it was at the table when I was talking to my aunt. I was like, well, no. I was like, I don't have any bullshit in my head, so I have more than enough room for knowledge. I mean, there's always something people could be learning. There's always room to grow. There's never a ceiling for growing, and there's never a ceiling for your absolute limitless potential. A lot of us as human beings just got to realize our potential, realize our worth, realize what matters, what truly matters, realize who we trust, who we have in our circle. You know, obviously easier said than done in most cases, in a lot of cases, but if we don't learn and we don't go through these things, ladies and gentlemen, we will never learn how to get through it. I mean, it happens, even to the best people in the world. A lot of things that I've learned, and a lot of things, you know, that I dedicate to knowledge and just having knowledge in general and heavy insight on a lot of stuff, I can dedicate to learning, you know, even though it was horrible and depressing or sad in the moment and unfortunate and defeating, you know, I still learned something that I can use in my head as knowledge, and I can use to help others and inspire and help protect others and guide people in, you know, the absolute directions that people need to go in. You know, the people unite together as human beings instead of being so conflicted and arguing, and everybody's just so divided now. If you think about all the ways that society all just overall, like in general, like so many people trying to get so much acceptance here and there, and you know, arguing about, you know, races and all that, and, you know, just everybody's fighting in general. But that's the world we live in. And I'm not saying that, oh, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't give a fuck if everybody fights and all that. I mean, everybody's going to still do the things they do. The world's still going to be the world it is. And the world, it can't pretend that it's a good place for any means when it comes to, like, government-wise and, you know, just icky stuff. Even with all the dangers in the world and all the unfortunate, the people, you know, the people that we have running our country, just our government, and just all the stuff that goes on, all the corruption, all the, you know, America, first off, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to spit some facts here on the second half of the show. Why do I feel like I want to go longer than, like, go like 2 hours for this one? This one's actually pretty fun. I'm enjoying this one. But did you guys know that the United States is known for human trafficking more than anything else? And that's what they truly stand for: human trafficking, sex trafficking, all those different types of trafficking. They stand for it. That they're the biggest traffickers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And that's not a opinion, that's not a biased thought, it's not a conspiracy theory. But no, the United States is more involved with trafficking than it isn't. The ratio, the percentage of trafficking is higher than it isn't. There's more trafficking than there isn't, if that makes any sense. And they're known for it. And they are, 100% aware of what they're doing, and they don't care. But, you know, they can wear masks and stuff and pretend like they give a damn about any citizen, any individual citizen, any president. No, there's no one in any of these governments and stuff, and anybody in that state that run that state to truly care about its citizens. You know, only people I believe care about the peoples are the people that you meet every single day. You go to the emergency room, the doctors, police officers, at times, fire department, people that are actively saving lives every single day. They'll have your back at any given time. And in the event of an emergency, you can, you know, call the ambulance, you can call the fire department, you know, you got some weird rapey people around, you can call the cops. And you don't have your pepper spray or something, or you lose it. If someone tries to open your window and be all creepy and stuff, drive around in a little white van and stuff, you know what I mean? You know, we got all these good people around us. So, I mean, in all reality, I mean, none of these government officials or these people that everybody's acting retarded and idiotic when it comes to voting and, you know, getting into all these big old stupid ass arguments about who they're voting for and getting angry and, you know, cutting each other off. And people lost friendships and just so much shit's just upside down because people's brains are just absolute mush. Because you know what I think about it? When I think of, you know, let's reference the most recent president candidate, you know, when Biden was elected and stuff, and, you know, obviously with the votes and stuff, you know, people, the votes being like rigged and stuff, you know, like a lot of the ballot boxes were unaccounted for, and there was several, you know, 100 other ballots or something like that. I don't know. Don't quote me on this. I'm a dumbass most times when it comes to jumping and shifting the topic of topic, especially when it comes to this stuff. But, you know, I just don't think we're at the 25-minute mark. We better hurry the hell up here for the second half of this show. No, because, none of these government officials, you know, when people really learned that the government didn't give a damn about them, I know I keep referencing it, keep going back, but when we had the world's Most, I mean, for me, if like I said, I think I said this yesterday too, but I think COVID, yeah, COVID, this the whole, it wasn't like a United States thing. It was an individual state thing. It wasn't a county thing. It wasn't a city thing. It affected the entire world. And I can't think of anything else to recent memory that was as frightening and impactful and deadly in a lot of ways than that. But, like when people, no, why we said that was because when people were either getting laid off or not able to work because it was the lockdowns and the shutdowns and stuff, people needed money. People lost their homes. People lost their lives. People killed themselves over it. Literally, like killed themselves, like suicide because of the losses that they got from COVID. People have killed, I've read lots of different ones about the people that killed themselves by suicide because they're unable to pay for their house and they're unable to work. Like, you can't just keep someone at home that works and is known for working. That's torture. That's mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, all the freaking dots on the board, all the choices. I want to pick every single option for this one. That's torture on every single level whatsoever when you keep someone who loves to work away from work. No. I have 4 days off next week. What the fuck, man? Julie? What are you saving? I have 4 days off next week. What the hell am I gonna do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna have four straight podcasts each one of those days that we are off here on Kicking It with Zicking. This has been a pretty interesting show. I mean, we talked a lot about a lot. We've gone off the rails. We smoked some weed. We discussed Aljamain Sterling's win over Henry Cejudo. Did I tell you guys why? Oh, yeah, I was just talking about earlier. I don't feel obligated to watch fights that go the distance sometimes. I mean, I'll go back and watch them, but the excitement doesn't get me as much as if, oh, I know so and so won by this way or knockout or something like that. You know, the method, but it's still fantastic and still awesome and still warrants a another reason. You know, obviously with a fight night or without, I mean, probably would have still been back. I mean, I said we'd be back on like Wednesday or Thursday, but hey, better earlier than never, right? Or better late than never. It's not late than never, but it's just like the last 3 days of the shows. But I wonder what time do I work tomorrow? I wonder what time do I forgot. Mucho gracias. Oh yeah, we can probably come back tomorrow too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna have to cut to a quick commercial break because we are at the 29-minute mark and the mark is in there. The numbers are red. But we will be back after these messages. And like I said, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday, a relaxation day. For some people, Monday, you have to wake up for, you're ready for work or school or whatever it is you got to do. And it's another week, another beautiful day of life, another beautiful opportunity each and every single day we wake up. You look up in the mirror, it's another beautiful day to do great for each other. If you can add some inspiration here on the show, as we have done in the past, I think you can make for more listeners and really hit people in a good, beautiful way, more so than anything, ladies and gentlemen. But like I said, three shows back to back. You can stream our show for free. You download episodes of our show for free via Spotify podcast. I post all the podcast links in my Instagram. And the podcast Instagram, and I share it on Twitter and all that stuff. I don't post them on Facebook because I don't think anybody would. That's probably like the lowest place that people would go. Maybe TikTok. I don't know. I don't think I could even post audio on there, but no. Other than that, guys, we will be back sooner rather than later. Just because it's a Sunday doesn't mean don't drink and drive or smoke and drive, because and high driving is drug driving. Brought to you by I don't even know. I remember I seen it like a sign or something like that. But Real shit though, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back sooner rather than later. Me and Julie give our biggest love and support to all of the listeners, all the people that stream. You hate me, you love me. You enjoy hearing this voice in your ear for an hour or so more each and every single week. You're enjoying it. Howdy, y'all. Howdy, howdy. Just kidding, guys. But in all realness, though, we will be back and better than ever, okay? World War III will happen if we don't have a podcast. So in the podcast world, it'll be an absolute hellhole without us being back. So we will be back. And like I said, third time I said it, maybe I do need some sleep. But without further ado, you are all going to hate me, and I'm probably going to get an earful for this. Can anybody guess what we are going to do before we get out of here? We're going to sing a song with the pipe. Ladies and gentlemen, cover your ears, cover your ear holes, mute anything, ladies and gentlemen. But like I said earlier on the show, are you an individual, a single individual that smokes doesn't need to cough in order to get high. There's just normal ways to get high without coughing and smoking. I give it away, but oh man, there's nothing in here. Hell, oh, is that a sign not to? Oh man, I need to stretch. Oh man, I was sitting down for so long. Oh god, that reminded me of that time I did. There was a time. I said we were getting out of here. We're still talking. There was a time where I did 4 hours or so. I mean, I had different guests though. That was the thing. I had different guests on at that time, and a different guest, and yeah, I had to schedule the interviews and stuff. But luckily, like I said, it may have been a sign that we didn't need to smoke. But there was some right here that was waiting for me. Ladies and gentlemen, but before we get out of here on this episode, we're kicking off the stream the hell out of our last 3 episodes, because these last 3 episodes have been absolutely amazing, baby. Did I make him bark? Oh, I thought it was like my voice. So where is my what? Okay, now that I have the pipe with weed, I lose the lighter. Oh, let's use this one. I can't lose that other lighter. That lighter is pretty damn sick. Oh, it's in my hand. Maybe that really is a sign. I didn't need this. Do I need it or do I want it? Tres, dos, uno, ladies and gentlemen. Let's link up and sync up and smoke up for this final 30 seconds of Kicking It with Zicking. Dos. That might have been the most smooth hit that I've ever taken in my life. Because if anyone listened or heard, I hit it the pipe three individual times in one breath without even exhaling any of the other smoke. It's like you pass the joint 3 different times to someone and they hit it and they have all the smoke still in them. It was easy, and there was not one cough. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it is possible. Let's just have a smoke off. Fuck it. This is the after hour, after party hour on Kicking with the King. We're not going nowhere.
We are not going nowhere, folks. Get ready to go, because it's gonna get wild up in this motherfucker.
Julie Julie said she wants to have a live appearance on here and actually talk about some stuff and get and actually communicate with all the fans and all the males and all the its and stuff. Julie said, "I really want to be on the podcast and sing for you." And feet and steak. Yummy. Foot massage after work, after I get done at the AMP. Stick an IV in my butt. It'll be all good. But, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to try to replicate. Actually, we are going to replicate that perfect hit that I just did, maybe like more than 60 seconds, maybe more than 120 seconds ago. Okay, we're going to try to replicate the hit. Let's blow all the stale smoke out first. Now, this would be awesome for video, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't mind at all doing this. Okay, blow the smoke out. Alrighty. And by the way, with the Bic lighters, anyone fan of Bics? Anyone heard of the Bic lighters? This says, keep on flicking. And what I was point blank is what I was going to mean by the Bic lighters. I take that safety shit off. It hurts my thumb, especially when it's cold and your lighter doesn't want to light. I pop it off with like a screwdriver or something like that or some scissors. And I do that. But here we are. We're going to try to replicate that again. We're going to take three individual puffs, but not exhale until the third one. And four, three, two. Oh, Jesus. We have went for a liftoff. We have went for a liftoff, ladies and gentlemen. Call this like the after hour, the after podcast hour. Man, that was, I did get one cough from that one, but the difference was from that last hit, ladies and gentlemen, was that I held the second one in longer and I didn't get to puffing the third one right away. Like I waited too long. Not too long. You can't wait too long, but you can wait too long if you are trying to do something specific. But I think the longer you hold it in, that's like when you're freaking cuts that oxygen off to your brain or something like that. So that's why when I was with Isaiah, my cousin, it was my other cousin who will be remain nameless. I've heard people say this when I've worked and been out and about, and like people are saying, oh, hey, you're supposed to hold it in, and you know, the longer you hold it in, the higher you're gonna get. I'm like, no, dumbass, that's not what it means. You can go literally just take 1 3-second, not even 3 seconds. Like, all these people are going, freaking taking almost freaking 20 second inhales. Like, dude, you're burning, like you're burning up the joint or whatever it is you're smoking for no reason. And you're burning more than you're actually saving in some ways, you know? People are dumb and think they learn how to smoke from dumb fucks pretty much. So anyone that said that is idiotic. I mean, I can't say I haven't. I used to do that. I used to think holding it in actually was better. And, you know, to be honest, I got to backtrack a little bit. Okay, I can't say they're a dumb fuck then, because that means I am. Because, well, maybe I can give myself a pass, maybe if you hear my next point. That's the thing. We like to make good points, and we try to make everything on the show valid. Valid points. They're not opinions. I'm the only person on the world whose words are all true and aren't opinions. Anything that I have said is absolute facts. And nothing I've ever said isn't facts. It feels like I'm at work right now. But I'm not. This podcast isn't work. Dude, this really is like, time just flows by when you're doing a podcast. This is like that super edition, the super episode. This is pretty awesome, huh? We're literally about to close down the doors. But Jesus gave me a second batch of energy. And I could use that at a night at around 2:30 a.m. probably. That's when it's worst. And then you get all these people that buy these energy drinks and it's like, these don't fucking work, Johnny. They don't work. And neither do gas station sex pills, ladies and gentlemen. Just kidding. I don't know. I always thought it was funny. I think I've told you this, but I don't know if I've said this on the podcast, but like people would ask me like, which, cause they sell, you know, like gas stations and all that. Like they sell condoms and they have different types and all the different little styles or whatever the hell it is. And it's like, on top of that, they're asking about these pills. I don't know if there was like those rhino pills and all those. I never believed in none of those pills and stuff. Like, why would someone need a pill? Maybe like the only time I've ever thought someone needing a pill was like if they're old or they just couldn't get it up. But when someone says Viagra, man, I think of like some old people. But are there younger people taking it? Like, why would there be any young person that couldn't be able to get some action on? You know what I mean? Like, everybody deserves to do that. Maybe if the entire world and every single human being in the world was loyal to one person completely and everyone in the world had a relationship that was successful, could you imagine the world we would live in? That would be almost impossible. Or just imagine that everyone in the world was rich. No. I'm stoned. I'm really high. So we could think of some fun ways to daydream. Are we daydreaming here on this episode? This is like the back end, like, oh shit, people left and they probably turned, pulled their headphones out of their ears or their earbuds or their watch or their Apple earbuds or their Julie pods, or they're playing it on speaker, on their Bluetooth speaker. Or they're playing it on their phone silently and people kind of can hear it, but depending on who you have around, it's, you know, obviously, like I said, listener discretion is not advised because all we say is truth here, ladies and gentlemen. All we say here is truth here, and everything and anything I say is truth on this podcast. When are we going to have a guest here on the show? I'm nervous. It's pretty easy. I mean, depending on how you flow and stuff. And, you know, obviously if you can be on the phone at the same time and be on the podcast, it's pretty much like the same thing. I mean, all the people that are unavailable for Joe Rogan or, and I've seen numerous amounts of podcasts. I mean, when you call someone, hello? Dude, it feels like I just heard an alien spaceship whoop by my ear. And I went to look right now to see if I had that earbud in my ear. Because sometimes it's like when I wear those sunglasses all damn day, it felt like they were always on, even in the dark. And the reason why I broke the first pair, was because the other pair ended up lasting a lot longer. The last pair that I had, it was just... the reason why the first pair of sunglasses, I had these a couple pairs of black sunglasses, some really cool ones that I really liked a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, I was telling her about this, dude, I'm so high. I can't even, I need to sleep. I'm just kidding. I'm just really high. Someone else talk for me. Kicking it with the king as left the building. By the way, every hour, if you're the podcast person or producer or someone, those people that work for these people, I'm hiring for my podcast co-host, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be very, what's the word I'm looking for? You need to be very, you need to be able to speak English, of course. And you've got to be able to hear the word fuck every other minute or 30 seconds. Or hear me talk about beautiful human beings or FedEx people talking about fights. Unfiltered in a way. I mean, fight picks. Speaking of fight picks, just kidding. We're one of the highest rising, fastest podcasts. Hello? 3, 2, 1. We are live again. Are we back and forth? Just kidding. Hello? Who's all there? Hi, kids. Oh, you know, for this how do you say half an hour? For this last half an hour, well, the extended half an hour, the after party for this episode of Kicking with the King. You know, it sounds so good right now. Some party mix. I have the munchies like a mother freaker right now. I know. I was just saying, like, that sounds, this is the time. Like, I was telling, ladies and gentlemen, I was telling Julie the other day that I didn't open them, but then I kind of felt bad. Because, like, when I came to the candy, oh, dude, it was instantly opened. I was like, oh, yeah, these are all so good. There's a lot of EL one of each or something like that. And oof, I was in that candy like, oh, that was awesome. But for the party mix, and what I mean by party mix, ladies and gentlemen, is not music. I wasn't talking about music. I mean, we can say that party mix. I'm talking about party mix as in this big, big fucking can. Clear jar. You know, like the big jar of cheese balls. The little individual cheese balls, the ones that get all over your hands. Ooh, I have hot. I have some cheese, some cheddar cheese, hot Cheetos. They're not hot Cheetos, but they're the Cheetos, the cheddar cheese Cheetos. Damn that, and the party mix. But this party mix has a lot of everything that you could ever want. Party mix is like. They should rename that to Munchie Mix. Julie's Munchie Mix. Trademark that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, but we got 10 more minutes until we hit the 30-minute mark. We've been on for a while now, huh? This is probably one of the longer podcasts. 20 minutes ago, we were... swearing up and down that we were going to get out of here and be back. We're always back because the truth never sleeps. And I'm reading this out of a book. All of this is scripted. It's all written down before it's actually said here, word for word on this very podcast. Just kidding. Absolutely wild. Julie, would you like to take a hit with me of marijuana? Oh, I would love to do that very thing and repeatedly in different parts of that area. Listener discretion is advised. Close your ears, ladies and gentlemen. Mute your phone. Turn off the podcast for a second or just take your earbuds out because we can get so crazy on here. I would love to. If you don't take one, I'll just take one for you, okay? All right. Third time is a charm, ladies and gentlemen. It's 9:30 a.m. You guys remember when we started? Drum roll, please. I will cash app you $5 if you can remember the time that we started. I think we talked about it. Did we say? No, it was one of the first times. The first time I said what time it is today. I don't know. I say that 10 times fast. But round three is upon us. 9:30 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. Round three is upon us. We will try to replicate the best hit that I took today. Again. What the hell? That thing looks like it's missing. I swear, if I get up and that step's missing, I'm going to be like, what the hell is that? I can't be that stoned. It looks like the floor is missing. Oh, no, I'm just high. I think that this how shiny it is and the reflection. Oh, yeah. But round three is upon us. Can Gabriel replicate the first ever? Well, the best hit that I took today. I mean, best combination of them. According to Julie, she says, go, Gabe, go, Gabe, go, Gabe. I'm fine, little princess. Gabe is going to get an earful off that because you guys remember two podcasts ago. Ladies and gentlemen, circle back to two podcast episodes ago. Gabriel swore up and down that he was going to dial back on the usage of the words that were inappropriate, repeatedly using them over and over. I made it seem like a New Year's resolution or something. New Year's resolutions are like the biggest pressure thing ever. I am freaking so craving those party mixes right now. We do it during the commercial break, come back, get some party mix, and do the podcast at the same time. This is Kicking It with Zicking on a Sunday. Jesus Day, man. It's Jesus Day. That means that we don't do anything bad today. This is the only day. And then we pray for the sins that we've done. But doesn't mean we stop sinning. We just are made up. Our sins are made up for every Sunday that we go do that. I'm just kidding. I don't believe that. That'd be insanity to think that. Dude, you know when you're high, ladies and gentlemen, anybody that smokes or knows anybody that smokes, when I know I'm high is when I'm smoking with my cousins or, you know, you're generally smoking with people. So when you stop passing whatever it is, you know, the joint or the pipe of, you know, when you're smoking weed, well, generally in joints or blunts, depending on whichever one, but generally when you sit there and you hold the blunt or the joint, and it's like, dude, I'm forgetting to pass it. Dude, I'm so stoned. Oh my God. And I just like, I stopped trying to take hits. So I'm pretty high here. On a Monday morning, Sunday morning, excuse me. How much battery does this laptop have? Oh, 21% left here. At the 25-minute mark here on Kicking It With The King, we thought we were done, but you had to join us in the after party. Gotta have like some music sometime, you know? Oh, there was actually... I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast or just mentioned to you in general. I was going to do a podcast where I played all of our songs on, and just, you know, all my favorite songs and stuff on and just overall completely on the podcast and stuff and feature a lot of them instead of play them live and react to them and dance and take some shots and smoke weed. Don't say goodbye, bye, 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 bye. Just jerk me. damn, that party mix though has hot Cheetos in there, dude. It has everything in there. Commercial break coming up. Once we hit the 30-minute mark, we're gonna mark another half an hour, and we're going to get Zipot the mix. The deal is, ladies and gentlemen, we get to get the party mix, and we get to get the charger for the laptop. So we will be back after these messages, dude. My mouth's gonna be full of party mix. When it sounds like I'm promoting a drug or something, I'm saying party mix. I keep referring to it, but when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have some party mix in our mouths. And I'm probably going to need something to drink because I know my mouth's going to for sure get dry. But I'm going to keep eating like, oh my gosh. When you have the munchies, ladies and gentlemen, before we quickly go to commercial break, you got to freaking satisfy your munchies and only have certain things for munchies. Like, it's a different kind of thing. Like, when I ate the candy, it's because I love candy in general. But, like, with the munchies and, like, the... Hey, who the fuck turned on energy saver mode? Oh, it's because my laptop's dying. But we got to go to commercial break. And we'll be back after these messages. I don't remember. I think we did take a commercial break. We took a commercial break and we never came back. As far as I know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had a bonus backstage party on the podcast. Remember when we closed out originally and we ended up staying a little bit longer? Sometimes we got to surprise ourselves. And we had one hell of a show today. Really, really, really fun. Took a lot of puffs of those. Obviously. Oh my gosh, I am so tired now. Exhausted. I mean, in a way, we've been... What time did I start the podcast at? Only time will tell. Time. That was a long time ago. Talk about making history, ladies and gentlemen. This is probably going to be... I want this episode to be shared like there's no tomorrow. Like I always say to close out this excellent episode, this history breaking episode of Kicking It with the King and Queen, we made history. We always aim to make history each and every week, each and every episode. Each episode for me is better than the last. All the episodes, and I've never actually sat back and listened to my show as much as I have recently. It's pretty damn entertaining and pretty funny sometimes, and off the top sometimes. So, it's something that I enjoy myself, and it's a pleasure to be able to sit down and bullshit for an hour or two or more. Genuinely curious to know how long this one was. So, with that further being, 4 days off in a row. Goodness gracious, that is absolute bull loney. Bull loney here. We're trying and we will not be using any swear words on the last 5-10 minutes of Kick It with Zicking or less. But we will not be using any curse words. Instead, we'll be using replacements because it's Sunday, and today's the day that we make up for our sins here on this show. Sit back, relax, get on your knees and start praying and be thankful. You sons of witches. You cruises, you are also cruises. You're all Julitas. Every single one of your enemies' name is Julie too. But ladies and gentlemen, we have made history. I'm genuinely curious to know how long this episode was. I mean, one of the longer episodes that we've done. I mean, talk about bullshit on a podcast. We can sit around and talk about whatever we want. have a good time, enjoy ourselves, and we seemingly succeed when it comes to that. Dang, so it's got, so 10:46 a.m. How long is that till 10 p.m.? That's barely enough to get a night's sleep. I have to? I should, huh? Five, maybe like four. 4 hours. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know what we're talking about the required amount of sleep. And I'm the worst. I'm not going to lie. I'm not the worst. I am the worst when it comes to getting the amount of sleep. So like we're saying earlier, like, you know, when I was talking about the morning person thing, like I am not one. I mean, I will still stay up late, knowing I have to wake up the next morning and knowing I have a problem waking up. It's the worst thing every morning is having to wake up. Wake up in the morning for your shift. Not the worst thing in the morning, having to wake up every day, like I'm saying in general. Wait, what were we saying? What time is that at? Mm-hmm. 48. When do I go to bed? Twelve, so I can do all the podcast stuff. And then just relax for a second. No. All right. I'll go 11. Julie is scolding me right now, ladies and gentlemen, telling me what times to go to bed and which. If I ain't tired, I ain't tired. I ain't going to bed if I ain't tired. Just kidding. Okay. Take my lap. I'm grounded. You take the laptop. You take the TV. I don't have TV. You take the laptop. You take the speaker. What? No. But history. We made history today. Until we return for a brand new episode of Kicking It with the Mother Loving King and Queen. Listener discretion is advised, because you should always know what you're listening to, regardless of what it is. Oh, yeah. Until we return, if not Wednesday, it'll be Thursday. It'll be one of those 4 days that I have off. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Gabriel is going to go into hibernation for 6.5 hours, actually. Just kidding. Gabriel's going to go into hibernation mode and sleep so he can wake up on time and be ready for a night of Julie. But we will talk to you guys sooner rather than later. We are out of this. Bye, folks. Talk to you next week. Don't drink and drive or text and drive. Those people, that husband of yours, that wife of yours, that girlfriend, that trans friend, all those text messages can wait. And you can wait to get stoned and buzzed, even though I've done the same thing, man. It's been fun. Right in the center council. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just kidding. Don't drink or drive or smoke or drive, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe, like, share, rate, and review. Julie says, peace, bitches. Gabriel says, peace out. Have a great day. Get some rest, folks. Don't be like me. 7 hours or less sleep every night until we return. Back next week, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, we're out of this. Peace. Bye, folks.
It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene, real famous. Time to ride, ride. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, ride. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.